Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The other day, we called Tom out because he borrowed some tongs from the buffet line here at a company lunch we had. And he used them as a utensil. Okay, because you couldn't find any forks.
I still don't know what was calling out about it.
Wow. Okay, well, I did some research on this. I have the pet peeves people have at salad bars and buffet lines.
Okay, okay? Is not having enough forks one of them?
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they say if you see someone doing something at a buffet line, do you say anything about it that you disagree with?
Depends. Okay. On what it is.
Most people said no, they won't call the person out.
Wow. If it's a child, I would do it. Oh, don't stick your fingers in the dressing. That is not a good idea.
Don't stick your finger in the pudding.
I would call out a child or an adult who was doing something gross enough.
I don't know if I'd call them out, but I would certainly tell a server or someone, say, hey, that kid had his finger in the ranch dressing.
You know what I don't like is when sometimes I go to Fuddruckers and they'll use the tongs there for the lettuce and they'll get their grimy hands on it. Then they'll lay the tongs back on top of the lettuce.
Right, you're picky. Yeah. Kato, the bad thing is you tell the server that the kid put his finger in there, and the server's like, that's all right, I did too when I was putting it out there.
Okay. Well, I've done my part still.
Well, here's some of the main complaints. They say, taking too long to decide what you want on the buffet.
Yeah, you should have an idea before you get there, or you should stand back and look it over before you approach. It's almost like there's an etiquette.
Okay.
Stand back and survey the buffet, and then lean in and go in for the attack once you've decided what you want. Don't hold everyone up while you go, well, I wonder if I should get this or that. They both look really good, and you know, which one do you think I should get?
Oh, boy, it's an elderly couple there.
I'm not even talking about elderly couple. Anyone. Okay. I'll smack you.
Or do what I do and just get one of everything.
Right. Now, that's perfectly okay.
Oh, yeah.
As long as you're moving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Using fingers to get anything like olives, tomatoes.
That would kill me.
I forget the time I was at someone's home, but it was set up buffet style for a big birthday. They had barbecue, and the man in front of me took his nasty hands.
And ate.
No, he picked through the barbecue, big pan of barbecue to put it on his plate.
Oh, I would have a heart attack.
And I'm like, I'm behind him going, okay, I'm watching where he's putting his hands because I take the tongs and I dip my barbecue out where he did not. And I told the host and she just laughed and that's how he is.
I was there with you.
I would have called him out.
Yes. Yeah.
It was bad.
It was nasty.
So Heidi was there too?
I was there. We were watching.
Okay. Why not go, hey, buddy, are you really putting your hands on that?
It's so interesting situation because you're all friends and you're sitting around and you think or standing around and you're thinking they should know better. But, you know, it's almost like you don't want to rock the boat.
Here's what you do, okay? If you need to be passive aggressive, here's the Tom Steele way.
Oh, boy.
Go around in front of them and get something in front of them, but first put your finger in your nose or your ear and then reach in and grab it in front of them.
Oh, that makes you a better person.
No, then they're going to be like, oh my God, that's gross.
But they won't think it's them. They think it's you.
Right. I don't
care. Hand them tongs is probably what I would do the next time.
Here's what you do. Just take your hand and just cup some potato salad.
Exactly.
Right in front of them,
exactly.
And then put it on your plate.
Put it on theirs.
Okay.
Oh, that'll teach
them. Let me get you some potato salad.
Yeah.
Oh, you're making me mad right now.
Okay, dropping dressing all over other stuff that they're getting in the buffet line. That's something that's upset.
But that's an accident, and you're not making it unclean.
It's sloppiness, though. Pay attention.
Okay, how about spilling the bacon bits? Does that drive you crazy?
No. Any of it drives me. No. I used to work a salad bar, and I used to have to clean up after nasty people.
But, Kato, you're very, very particular when it comes to cleanup.
And that's not nasty people. That's sloppy people.
Most salad bars are, like, they're sloppy anyway.
Because
the
people
part.
Are sloppy.
Okay.
People
are just disrespectful.
You could not work at a restaurant that had a buffet line, could you? It'd drive you crazy. He'd be straightening up all the time.
I just told you I did.
I know, but you had to quit, apparently.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, because...
Because it drove me crazy.
All right, and two sides on the salad bar, people reaching all, you know, on your side and grabbing things. That's another complaint that people have.
That's where I blame the restaurant. You must have the same exact item on each side of the bar or just have one side open.
He's got to tell the people how to do it, too.
Well, you're not strange at all, kiddo. It's the other people. Oh,
so they're complaining because the tomatoes are on that side. Well, you should have tomatoes on this side, too, and people wouldn't complain about leaning over the
food. I
agree.
It's just kind of funny when you have that something for everything.
Kato wants a lifeguard that sits on top of the buffet line.
No.
Whistles going, no, you can't do that on the other side.
Not on top, just standing at the end of the bar going, let's move it. Let's move it. Clean up.
If it's busy and there are two sides going, I'm going to reach across.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, blow your whistle, Kato. Where's my whistle?
Now, I'll tell you, I was at a salad bar the other day.
To the back of the line.
And they let their friends get in line in front of everybody else. They let their friends butt in line. And that
well,
just
I doubt
like,
you said anything since you didn't care the man was picking up meat with his hands.
I didn't say anything.
Exactly. That's why it happens.
Oh, what
you're
would
to blame.
You do, big
I
man?
I would call them out.
No,
I'd
give, oh, yeah,
I'd put my
me.
Hand in
get
a bunch of potato
away.
Salad and slap it on their plate.
Sure.
Blow your whistle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.